Off the Ball Breakfast.
I've always taken them seriously. I just don't believe they're going to win the two big trophies under Arteta.
Ever.
I don't think so.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
And we are beginning the show this evening by talking about today's budget. From a sports standpoint, the top lines, if you missed them, are an allocation, as I say, of €3 million towards funding League of Ireland Academies next year. This is part of a multi-annual commitment from the state. There's an allocation of an extra €1.56 million to the Gaelic Players Association. There's additional funding of €727,000 to the IRFU, €983,000 to the GEA, and €1.5 million for the funding of high performance athletes. And then there's also been €18.7 million allocated in the large scale sports infrastructure fund and the new round of the community sports infrastructure fund. Joining me on the line is Minister for Sport, Patrick O'Donovan. Minister, thanks a million for taking the call.
No problem, Owen, and sorry I couldn't make it into the studio, but hopefully I'll get in there some evening too.
Yeah, another time for sure, but let's start this evening with the League of Ireland Academies funding. So, as I say, this is a multi-annual commitment from the government, so I presume that €3 million can be brought up if you're impressed with the work that the academies are doing?
So first of all, look, this is on top of what I've already allocated. I paid €1 million there recently for the report to be carried out, the report that has been much publicised. I actually heard it being discussed on your own programme there, going home one evening, about the merits of an academy structure that's going to be funded by the state. So we paid for that. And look, this is a commitment in the programme for government, and it is something that I think has been well received by people involved in all kinds of sports. And as I said earlier on there at a press conference, I would be hoping that it could form a blueprint for the development of other sports, you know, whether that's field games or swimming or whatever, in terms of making sure that we have structures that are linked to Sport Ireland that are properly resourced by good, well-trained people that ultimately can look after the interests of athletes that have been put forward from individual clubs, in this case with the League of Ireland, and can see themselves going forward in and having a career in sport. So that ultimately is the objective here. Now, this is a huge amount of money. I think most people will appreciate it. But in general, look, we got a very good allocation for sport, and I started this process months ago after being appointed. Met all of the organisations at least once, if not twice. And, you know, we've had a lot of over and back with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform and the Department of Finance as well, in respect of the needs that we have as a growing population and as a growing community across a range of areas. And you mentioned a few of them there, women in rugby and disability, sports capital, and a couple of others. So all in all, it's a good outcome. But I think particularly anybody that has been watching to see what we were going to do with academies will be very pleased.
The request was for €4.45 million per annum. Was there any reason why that you didn't reach the 4.45 per year? Was it down at all to the Oireachtas Committee recently? Or
No. I look at it. Nobody got everything they were looking for. Very few people got 100% of their ask in anything, and that's natural. I mean, we have to see how this is going to work, first of all. And I have to be satisfied that we have the capacity to actually move forward with it now. So look, Sport Ireland are going to have a considerable role in this. This is a substantial amount of public monies that we're going into something that we haven't got into before. And I want to make sure that the design of it is properly done, that I can send over the expenditure of the money. And look, there's no reason to suggest that in future years we can't grow that sum. But for year one, considering that a lot of people were speculating that I wasn't going to get anything for it, and a lot of people had kind of, you know, because this was something that wasn't briefed out, it did come, I think, as a surprise to a lot of people, a welcome surprise. But it also gives an awful lot of hope to people in sports other than football to say, well, look, you know, we have a developing sport here as well, and we know that there are centres of excellence, you know, in Abbottstown with Sport Ireland. So it'll give us an opportunity, I think, to flesh out where are the opportunities, where are the challenges, what will the infrastructure look like, and how ultimately are we going to manage it.
Specifically with regards to football, as you say, people might have expected, or maybe there were some concerns out there that maybe funding was going to be withheld entirely. There have been concerns from your own perspective raised about the FAI and the Memorandum of Understanding. As I've mentioned, the Oireachtas Committee a couple of weeks ago, you had phrases such as toxic being thrown around in in that room.
Yeah.
So people might have put two and two together. Do you still have concerns about the FAI right now, Minister, and what they are able to do with funding or how much you trust them with public funding?
Well, look, I mean, I answered questions there earlier and this evening around this, and I'm going to be very blunt with you, Oona. I was very disappointed that I had to make an intervention in the whole issue with regard to the non-attendance at an Oireachtas committee. It's actually the Oireachtas that vote the money from the government to the individual organisations, in this case Sport Ireland, on behalf of the FAI. And I make it very clear that like there can be no hiding place in terms of engagement between the Oireachtas committee, the representatives of people like yourself and myself, and sporting organisations, whether that's the FAI, the GAA or whoever. And I was really disappointed that I had to make an intervention in that, and I shouldn't have to do that, and I hope I don't have to do it again. And if I do have to do it again, you know, I will be taking a really dim view of it. We have come good as a government for the FAI. You know, they have had their own well-publicised financial difficulties. And without the government, quite frankly, at the moment, there wouldn't be able to be an FAI.
Do you understand their hesitancy with regards to the interaction with the Oireachtas Committee? Maybe pulling out was the wrong way to do it, but the idea of a Garda investigation being live?
I don't actually, to be honest about it. I don't believe that there's any space or room for hesitancy when it comes to engagement with the elected representatives of the people of the country. If there is matters that are sub judice, you say that you can't engage in them. If there's matters that are before the criminal courts, you say you can't get into that level of detail. There's ways around it. But not turning up, not engaging is not an option. And if that is to happen again, you know, I'll obviously have to reflect on that.
On the GPA funding that has been announced today, it's now going to be €7.2 million in the overall fund to the GPA. Did you ask the question why the GAA can't fund this dumping up of cash?
Well, I was the person who brought in the GPA grants in the first place in 2016, much to the dissatisfaction of an awful lot of people knocking around the department at the time. They didn't want it at all. Because, you know, the way I look at it is, as a government, we pay carded athletes out in Abbottstown that are representing Ireland at the Olympics. They're full-time athletes. But because of the voluntary and amateur status of the Gaelic Athletic Association, they're not paid. And they don't have the ability to earn a living from sport, but yet they devote their lives to it. And I brought back the GPA grants in 2016. And I'm delighted now to be able to rise it and rise it considerably. Like this is a big amount of money, you know, well over €7 million. And I hope over the period of time that I'm in the department in the next 3 or 4 years to rise it again. And I've given that commitment because, you know, if we're going to have continue to have an amateur status based on county boundaries where people are travelling home from training from places maybe that they're working in and are sacrificing huge commitments in terms of petrol and diesel, maybe some other costs that they have as well in terms of fitness, medical costs, I don't think it's unreasonable, given the enjoyment that we get from a completely voluntary organisation and an amateur code. We're just after talking about, you know, pumping a significant amount of money into FAI academies. I don't think it's unreasonable that we would defray some of the costs, and these are only very small costs now, because we can't defray all of the costs. But over the course of the next 4 years and the next four budgets, I would be hoping to grow that GPA grant again and to engage with the GPA as well around how it is we can work together.
The players obviously shouldn't be out of pocket, but did you inquire as to whether or not the GAA could afford to take on this cost themselves?
Yeah, look, I've had very good meetings with the GAA, and like you know, and I intend on coming to an understanding and a relationship with them, a bit like the memorandum of understanding that is between the FAI and the government, albeit for a totally different reason, and the same with the IRFU, because like I think there's an awful lot that we can get by working together. I think that, for instance, particularly around the UNESCO designation of hurling, like at the moment there's 5, maybe 7 counties that can contest the Liam McCarthy All-Ireland hurling final. And, you know, in a 32-county sport where you also have counties abroad, we have a problem when it comes to, like, there's no doubt about it, it's fantastic in the counties that are growing well, and you can see the uplift in it and the numbers that are taking it up.
You've announced funding in that area as well today. Can you tell us about that? This is targeted towards counties who wouldn't be traditional strongholds.
No, it's not just counties that wouldn't be traditional strongholds, but areas of counties, for instance, where there might be pockets that aren't performing to their full and their true potential. For instance, in my own county in Limerick, I know that there are clubs that would love to get a bit of an uplift in a joint effort from the GAA and the government in relation to coaches that will come in and work with children at an underage level around the basic level of skills, but they mightn't have the resources to do it. We're only going to be able to grow the game if we invest in it, and we're only going to be able to invest in it if we do it collaboratively. So I've already met the president of the GAA last week and the Ard Stúr are at a really positive meeting with it. If you draw a line from Galway to Dublin, there are no competing counties in the Liam McCarthy north of the Galway to Dublin railway line. And to change that, we're going to have to make substantial investments. So we have a round of sports capital that will be coming up in the spring. We have also a large-scale sports infrastructure fund that will be coming up as well. And I made it very clear to the president of the GAA that I want to work with them around a plan that we can develop collaboratively and jointly for not only the counties in which there is, you know, that they're not competing in the Liam McCarthy, but in those counties that are Liam McCarthy counties where there are obvious areas for improvement. And we'll do it because, like, this has to be more than a designation from UNESCO. I mean, there's a big investment today into the Irish language, and it's brilliant. I'm a former minister for the Gaeltacht. But if we're going to have, if it's going to mean anything, if the designation of UNESCO for hurling is going to mean anything, it's going to cost us money. And we have to do it jointly, and we'll do it with the GAA.
And that is a big body of work for Willie Maher over the next couple of years. Just before we let you go, I just need to ask you about the Horse Sport Ireland situation as reported by Mark Tai over the course of the weekend. So in his piece, he reports about a protected disclosure sent to yourself from a solicitor who's represented at least four former HSI staff who made allegations of bullying. Look, we've been used to talking about Oireachtas committees over the last couple of weeks with regards to football. Should Horse Sport Ireland be asked to appear before a committee? Because this is fairly close to the idea of safeguarding as well.
Look, any organisation that is in receipt of public monies and any national governing body of sport that is affiliated through Sport Ireland and is invited to go before a sports committee or a joint Oireachtas committee, I would suggest that they would do so.
The other thing as well, it just seems that there is a bit of a grey area sometimes when it comes to the funding of horse sport in this country. So Sport Ireland grants Horse Sport Ireland, I think, over €2 million a year or something to that tune. But then it's also in receipt of money from the Department of Agriculture, probably to a greater extent. Does that sometimes mean that we don't get full accountability of those running these organisations?
No, in fairness, and there's always a full set of accounts and everything else, and Sport Ireland have an active role in it, and you're right, the Department of Agriculture have an active role as well. Look, this is a hybrid because at the end of the day, it is, it's a sport with animals. So, it is kind of rancid, it's doing what it says in the tin. But from the last time that I was a Minister of State in this department, I always got on well with Horse Sport Ireland, and no reason to suggest that there wouldn't be a good relationship into the future. And if there are issues there, if we've dealt with issues before, in my time in the department previously in relation to boxing, as you said a while ago, there was issues in relation to football when Catherine Martin was the minister, they had to be dealt with. If there's issues with regard to individual national governing bodies, they have to be fleshed out with the department through Sport Ireland, and they're worked out in that mechanism. But look, today, in the round, is a really, really good day for Irish sport. There's also money there for the preparation for Los Angeles. And if you contrast it, I think in 2018, €111 million was going into Irish sport. Today, it's not that far off of €300 million. So that'll tell you the increase that we've made over a very short period of time. And I think, the results are proving it internationally and domestically. And we just need to drive on now.
Minister for Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, thanks a million for your time this evening.
Thanks, Owen. Thanks for your time.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
I've always taken them seriously. I just don't believe they're going to win the two big trophies under Arteta.
Ever.
I don't think so.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.